and people like that, you can expect anything from them, because they have lost the power, the supernatural power of believing anything on the Word of God. Now, the church will then publicly, for example, she will, as she has formally, even as I said, publicly declare that someone is a heretic, especially when that person is openly teaching or denying truths of the faith, and especially say to the media or in writing. For example, Charles Curran, Father Charles Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N, a priest of the Diocese of Rochester in New York State. For 18 years, he was teaching every heresy in Catholic morality at the Catholic University of America. And he was defended by the bishops in charge of the university. The Pope had to step in and order him, or order the university, to remove him from the faculty. But, and the university then, because, thank God, Cardinal Hickey of Washington agreed with the Pope. Thank God. And Cardinal Hickey is Chancellor of the university. So then, Charles Curran was removed from the university. But that was only the beginning. Then, what did Father Charles Curran do? He brought the Catholic University of America, the Archdiocese of Washington, and the Holy See to trial, a lawsuit before the civil courts in America. And the court case lasted 3 years. And this priest, I repeat, a heretic, was suing then the university, the diocese, and the Holy See before the American civil law. And he was being supported by lawyers, because I entered the case, I know, for 3 years. His lawyers were being paid $50,000 a month for 3 years to win the case, I repeat, against the university, the Archdiocese of Washington, and the Holy See. Now this part, which will be taped now, will then be erased. Then the Holy See told me to enter the case. And since I have a vow to be his Holy Father, naturally, I obeyed. I was told by the Holy See, we need Holy Father Porter appointed Cardinal Ratzinger in charge to fight this Catholic priest, this heretic. I was told to obtain from, listen to this, from the lawyers defending Father Curran, get all their defense. All the charges they were bringing against university are to the Washington and the Holy See. And those were all kept secret. So my job was to find someone working in the office defending Father Curran. I found a young man. Of course I explained, this is absolutely confidential. And sisters, during the noon period, this young man would make Xerox copies of all the defense of Charles Curran by his lawyers. Then he would bring me those, well, Xerox photographed copies defending Charles Curran. Then I would mail them express mail marked Strictly Confidential to Cardinal Ratzinger. As the case came close to the end, then Cardinal Ratzinger called. He said, the papers that you still have to send, we cannot trust the mails. I want you to bring them to Rome personally. So, of course, I had to get the money for transportation. There are some very generous people. Frank, some very generous people who paid my transportation to Rome and back. And I had the papers in my hand, and I told Cardinal Ratzinger, Your Eminence, you know what my Jesuit superiors would think if they knew I was doing this. And Cardinal Ratzinger got angry. Whether he was putting on, he really became angry. Your superiors, Holy Father wants these papers. Do you hear me? Yes, Your Eminence. I turned over the papers. Sisters, with this we can close. Heretics can be very clever. They will hide behind clever words. But I repeat, if a Catholic either doubts or denies a single revealed truth, he is automatically outside the Catholic Church. Well, there was, sister.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. The case ended by the judge voting against Charles Curran. He lost the case. But Charles Curran is still active as a priest. And his bishop, pray, I will give you his name, Bishop Clark. Bishop Clark of Rochester, New York, openly defying the Bishop of Rome, openly. In any case, thanks for your last question. He lost the case. And it saved the Catholic University of America, and it saved also, only God knows, how many thousands, maybe millions of souls.